We are here with Serena and Chris from Late Night Thrifty. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good.
That's your mic there if you want to bring it down a bit. Yeah. There you go. How's it going? Good morning so far?
Yeah, you know, it's chill. Woke up, had a shower, hopped in the car.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Look at that. So, you guys run the Late Night Thrift store. Do you want to tell people a little bit about it, where it is, what it is, etc.?
Yeah, so it's at Dark Room. So there are three kind of main rooms in Dark Room, which is Dark Room, the music venue, the bar, and there's the art hall that's in the middle. And then there's us to the right, the Late Night Thrifty store. And yeah, we sell a lot of secondhand clothes. I guess it's like a boutique store for secondhand clothes. And we also sell a bunch of stuff on behalf of Christchurch artists. So we've got records, earrings, cushions, yeah, a bunch of stuff, and even some real artwork, which is awesome. And it's all pretty well priced. Yeah.
I'd say so. I've been there. I've got a Pickle Darling shirt from there before.
Nice.
I was very happy with it.
Nice.
So what inspired you guys to start this type of thing? Obviously, there is lots of thrift stores in Christchurch and more kind of, you know, boutiquier ones popping up, but none that fit the kind of late night market that you guys do. What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, really, we were just kind of bored. So we were like, we both didn't have jobs, and we were like, oh, the ad came up for the space at Dark Room, and the price was pretty good. Obviously, there's no foot traffic during the day, so if we were going to do something there, then it was, you know, it was going to have to be at night, because that's when everyone's hanging out. So yeah, we just decided to incorporate that in the name, and yeah, it's been going well.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. And you guys have a summer drop, correct?
Yes, we do.
Going on tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Do you want to tell people what they can expect from a new Late Night Thrifty drop?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been working on getting this stuff together for a while, and yeah, we've got some really cool pieces. We've got a bunch of docs, which is key, and they just go straight away. But yeah, what else have we got? Some cool, like, vintage-y, like, Phoebe Buffay kind of dresses.
Nice.
What else? Some really cool skirts. Yeah. A bunch of Lazy Oaf stuff, actually.
Cool.
Which is cool. A brand that I really like. I feel like that stuff just sells, like, straight away. With the Dark Room market, you know?
Yeah.
Indie kids love their Lazy Oaf.
Yeah. When it comes to, I guess, finding and sourcing the guys that you sell, the things that you guys sell, is the sentence I'm looking for there. What's the process like when you're finding things? Do you have, like a ethos when you're like looking for stuff like this fits our vibe, or is it kind of just whatever you like?
It's definitely like the ethos, like you know, we I love good quality, and not too vintage either, so it's like I don't mind vintage stuff, but it's kind of on the casual end of streetwear for, you know, 20s, 30s.
Yep.
Lots of linen.
Nice.
Lots of, like, good quality fabrics. In winter, we were selling a lot of hand-knit jerseys, like, lots of wool. But, yeah, kind of, like, sticking to just, like, good quality jeans. Like, we sell Levi's and new. And, yeah, just... I don't know. I guess I bought a shirt that was actually from Miller's yesterday, and I was like, I'll put this in the store, but, like, because I feel like actually it would suit a guy really well. Mm. Like, but, and I'll put it in the guy's rack.
Yeah.
And it's from Miller's, but I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely have a mindset. Yeah.
Mm. Awesome. Very cool. There's been a lot of talk, I guess, in the recent years, sorry about my squeaky chair, about like sustainable fashion and that kind of stuff. Is that something that you guys were, I guess, like passionate about when you were starting the store, or something you've kind of learned about as the store's like progressed?
Well, I actually really didn't like op shopping.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, because I felt like I would always compromise. I would just buy things because, you know, it's a real mesh to go through like a whole $2 warehouse and then try a bunch of stuff on and you find a piece that you like, but then maybe it just doesn't fit quite right. And I felt like it was the same story over and over again. When I went to an op shop, I would feel like I found something that kind of suited me, so I'd buy it and then I'd never wear it.
Yeah.
But then there was this store called the Fable Store, and I think they still operate like at the Nifty Markets and stuff. I thought that it was the coolest idea because it meant that I could go in and look at three racks and it was all picked out for me, and I could pay a bit extra.
Yeah.
But it was all kind of, yeah, a certain style that I liked, and I didn't have to spend so much time, and you could really think about it like with a clear head rather than that cluttered space of being in an op shop. So I definitely, you know, I would rather spend a little bit more money and just know that I like the pieces and spend less time weeding through everything. Yeah,
definitely. So, yeah. I fully agree. Yeah. I used to do the same thing. I'd be like, it's only $2, so, you know, I probably should. And then it would just sit in my wardrobe for like 6 months rather than just spending like $30 at a slightly nicer place, but still like with that kind of sustainability aspect, and then wear it all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, very good, very good. Any final words, things to say, promos? Where can people find you on socials and that kind of stuff?
Oh, we've got the old Facebook and Instagram.
Nice.
It's probably the easiest place to look it up, and we usually try and keep it vaguely updated.
Yeah, we're pretty bad at social media.
We're both pretty terrible with social media.
Yeah.
But we do try.
Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise we're open from Tuesday to Saturday normally.
Mm-hmm.
We open at 6 p.m. every night between Tuesday to Saturday.
Cool.
So yeah, it's just open. Come find us. Come have a look.
Yeah, definitely. I've been there. Can recommend. It's a great place. So make sure you head on down. Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for having us.